perfectly. 32 yards.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening, Sioux Falls, Jefferson, on a rainy Thursday night. It's high school volleyball. Huron Tigers, with their four-game winning streak, they'll be tested tonight. Second-ranked defending runner-up in AA, Sioux Falls, Jefferson, hosting our Tigers tonight. Jefferson comes in at 12-1. That lone loss to undefeated Harrisburg, and it went five sets. That was about 3 weeks ago or so. And Jefferson, well, they started as a basically from scratch team 2 years ago when the high school opened, had about a 500 year, only had one senior 2 years ago, did have a number of seniors last year, but still they have five girls that have been playing now their third year of varsity for the Cavaliers. They have height, they have a veteran center. They are going to be a tough opponent for our Huron Tigers tonight. Beth Donnelly, head coach of Jefferson. Tyann Ulmer, head coach of our Tigers. We'll talk to both coaches next after this timeout on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our volleyball match here tonight. Huron Tigers visiting the Jefferson Cavaliers. Beth Donnelly, head coach of Jefferson. They come in with a record of 12-1 on the season, ranked number two, I believe, seated number three right now. Coach, in the third year of this program, which you kind of started from scratch, that means now in the third year, a lot of girls that I still recognize the names.
Yeah, we were really young that first year, which obviously it's tough the first year to kind of get through some lumps, but it's paying off now that those girls are now leaders.
And not only that, I think you said you had six seniors that graduated off last year, but yet you have five girls that have been playing 3 years.
Yep, it's definitely, we've got the depth, that's for sure.
Now, tell us about your team, and I guess first off, you got some height, and I know it's always fun when you have a third-year starting setter.
Oh, yeah, Presley has been our setter for 3 years. She's been our captain for two, and somebody who really, the girls, they look to, they will follow into battle. I mean, she's just kind of the full package. She's a really good leader on the court.
As I mentioned, you got some height, but there's more to it than that. You have to be able to pass. You have to be able to do all the little things as well. But obviously at 12-1, the girls are doing that.
Yeah. We've got, we're well-rounded kids. We've got a lot of six rotation players. Even some of the six rotation players could be a specific player in the back row for somebody else maybe. Or the girls that only play back row really could play six rotations on other teams. We just are blessed with a lot of talent.
Now, Huron Tigers come in tonight. It's typical Huron, not a lot of size. And I always feel Huron just gives every other team a different look because of the lack of size.
Yeah, Huron's always been a very defensive team with a lot of low air. They don't make a ton of errors. They keep the ball alive, and they basically wear you down. So we prep for it. I mean, every year before we play Huron, we do a very specific drill that just preps us for a game like tonight.
Now, wrap it up with this. We're, what, about 3.5 weeks out from Sodak time. I know you're sitting good as far as the standings go. Bottom line is, what do you want to see the girls improve on? What do you want to be hitting on a little more by the end of the season?
We just need a little bit more variation in our offense. You know, we've been working with our middles a lot as far as cutting the ball and moving it around the block. We're always going to have four hands in front of us just because we are a high-swinging team. Working on hitting into the backcourt instead of trying to hit the ball straight down, because when you're tall, that's what you want to do, but the tiny blockers will get you. So, and, you know, obviously just working together as a team, we are very, very skilled. Sometimes we get a little bit too independent out there, and I think we need to remember when the going gets tough, we got to rely on each other to get through it.
Beth Donnelly, head coach at Jefferson. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The Huron Tigers are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference, or the ESD. Other charter members still in the conference: Brookings, Aberdeen, Mitchell, Watertown, and Yankton. Pierre joined the conference in 1966, Brandon Valley in 1990, Harrisburg in 2013. Other schools that have been members over the years of the ESD: Sioux Falls, Washington, Redfield, Madison, and Vermilion.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back at Sioux Falls Jefferson, getting set here on Tigers Jefferson Cavaliers High School Volleyball on this rainy Thursday. Talking with Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers on a four-game winning streak, and this past Tuesday defeated Roosevelt home. And Ty, I know we talked about it in the postgame. I thought that was probably the best all-around match our girls have played. You know, every aspect: passing, serve, receive, serving, hitting, setting. Everything was clicking, I felt.
Yeah, we're consistent throughout the night, and hopefully we can stay consistent throughout each match that we play. Do we need to fix some errors that we've made? Yes, but that will come along once we have a little bit more practice time.
Bill, and you mentioned that on Tuesday about, you know, there's maybe a few more errors there, but on the bottom line, there's going to be errors, because if you're not having errors, you're also not aggressive.
Right, but like for me, like the dropping on the floor with nobody going is kind of an error for me that I don't like, but I'm picky like that. So if we can fix those errors, I think we can get better as we go.
Now, Jefferson, they're ranked number 2. I think they're seeded number 3 right now, just one loss on the season. And they're, they were a startup team 2 years ago. They have 5 girls that have been playing since then, and they've added into it. Just a well-rounded team.
Yeah, they're pretty well-rounded. They have a lot of things going for them, hitters all around, passers all around. So we just got to match their intensity level and make sure that we aren't getting frustrated right away.
You know, because I was going to bring up the height, because I always do. Bottom line is that that's pretty much anything we have to deal with. Bottom line is, you know, our girls don't back down. Hampton High is getting some blocks. Mackenzie Simmons really kind of come into her own in that aspect this year.
Yep, if we can just time the blocks like we normally do, we'll be okay against taller teams and just use our quickness at that point.
And again, end of the day here, a good team here tonight. We're getting that aspect of the season. You want to be challenged. You want to see these good teams because the girls can see, you know, this is where we need to be.
Yep, and we just need to compete. At this point, let's compete. Let's end this every other day streak of games to just compete tonight and see where we're at with the higher end of the teams.
Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I'm a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensen Gergen, four, sophomore, center. Samantha Ming-Mortis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening back at Sioux Falls Jefferson High School, the northwest corner of the Sioux Falls Metro. The thing I like about playing at Jefferson, it's the quickest way out of Sioux Falls after the game's over. But looking for some good volleyball tonight. Jefferson, a top team in the state. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV, Jefferson swept 25-13-14. Jefferson also won the sophomore match 25-11, 27-25. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron Tigers wearing the pink tops again tonight. A little surprise that maybe Jefferson is not. The coaching staff is wearing pink, but Jefferson wearing their white with the green numbers and green and gold trim. Looks like we're getting our anthem here. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, back here to Jefferson. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
You with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the STHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
I'm Jeff Duffy, back at Sioux Falls Jefferson High School, getting set for volleyball. Huron Tigers, Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers. Here are the starters for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Beth Donnelly, head coach for the third-year program, and she's the only coach the program has known. Cora Hokenstad is a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Peyton Kroll, a 5'8 junior outside. Isabel Simmons, a 6'1 junior middle and right side. Emery Brosnahan, a 6'0 junior right side and outside. Audrey Simmons, a 5'11 junior middle. Ella Cavernmo is a 5'7 senior outside. Brooke Bowen, a 5'7 junior defensive specialist. Avery Schmidt, a 5'8 junior center. Presley Apashian, a 5'6 senior center. And Maya Hale is a 6'0 senior middle. For the Huron Tigers, here's the girls we expect on the floor tonight. Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmorideth, a 5'9 junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, 5'4 senior serving specialist. Madison Maddie Juergens, a 5'2 senior defensive junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. And Mackenzie Simmonsma is a 6'0 senior and a middle. And a little hype video for the Jefferson girls before they get into the introductions. Reminder, tomorrow night, football at the Huron Tigers Stadium. Huron hosting Mitchell. Going to be very soggy out there. Probably going to have a lot of wind. They have made one change in that the music parents tailgate prior to the football game tomorrow night has been moved to next Thursday's game when Huron hosts Yankton. So they'll still have the tailgate. Just hold it back a week as there's still another home game left to go and all the senior night activities for various sports that were scheduled for halftime tomorrow night. That also will be on a Thursday for the Yankton game. So keep that in mind as well. I'm not sure what we're doing all the talking here about. So we'll take another time out of 2 minutes. Return here to Jefferson. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties,
they can bring it back after
the
spot.
Occasion, order
bring it back
DQ
after the spot.
Or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And back at Sioux Falls Jefferson, ready to go, and it is 1 minute before 7 o'clock, KIJV AM FM Huron. Officials for a match did not get the names, but they are the law on the court tonight, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. I'm in Kitty Corner here at the court again. Hopefully everything goes tonight. Like Washington, like Roosevelt, Sioux Falls Jefferson does not have good reception for our equipment, so we're hoping for the best with that as well. But so far, so good. But we haven't started the match yet either. But we're right at the corner of the court. I'm behind the kitty corner, behind the Jefferson side of the court. If you're watching on YouTube, Huron in the pink from the far end of the floor. And Huron will get the opening serve. Hampton Hines will get us underway here from Sioux Falls tonight. The serve across, serve receive by Brosnahan. Set the hit by Hale, blocked at the net. I believe blocked at the net. In any case, a point for Huron, 1-0. Can tell if it was blocked or just went into the net. They're putting a kill up there on the scoreboard for Huron, so we'll say into the net, 1-0 Huron. Hines serving. Serve receive, Cavern Moe comes right back to her left side. And we have a net call on Sam Meg Meredith, and we're tied at one here, just underway in Sioux Falls. Serving for Jefferson, Presley Pashtian, the setter. Serve received Davis. Jump set, here's Meg Meredith with a tip picked up by Jefferson. Back set Pashtian, the hit up the middle, a kill for Simmons. And Jefferson has their first lead at 2-1. Not hard hit, but hit where nobody else was. Pashtian serves. Davis kind of shanks it on serve receive. Saved by Hines, and Hilton Hines will get it across. Pass ahead, right side. The tip dug out by Davis. Quick set to the corner by Hines. Over there to get it. Brosnahan. Left side, Cavern Moe. Tigers got a block on it. Pass it ahead. Claggett on the left side. Cross court, and that will come off the libero. Hokenstad. Kill for Deja Claggett, and we're tied at two. Claggett steps back to serve now for the Huron Tigers. Again, wearing the pink tops tonight, except for libero, Hilton Hines. Pashtian chases that down, comes off to the right side. Cavern Moe goes long, hitting air. And Huron leads again at 3-2 here in set one. Claggett serving. For the Tigers, trying to build some early momentum. Back row, serve, receive, Brosnahan. Left side, Ed Hale drills it right in front of Hilton Hines. We're tied at three. Maya Hale with her first kill. And serving now, Cavern Moe for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Serve received for Davis. Set in the middle. Meg Meredith sends it to the corner. Right idea, but went wide with it. That corner to the left was open, but she went a couple of feet too wide. And Jefferson leads 4-3. Cavern Moe off the top of the net. Played by Davis. Back set to the right. This time Dreyer pops in the middle. Dig in the middle. There's the tip by Hale. Kind of a double hit there, but we'll play on. Pashtian will set. Left side, the hit, Brosnahan. Tigers partially block it. Send it ahead. Davis, she's just going to tip it to get it across. Pashtian with the quick set up the middle. Hampton there. Hilton passes ahead. Hit across by Davis. Long volley. Back set. Right side it up the middle. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across. Allie Davis through the block and dumps it in front of the back row player. Huron, a good job of just staying with the play. Made some digs. Finally got themselves set up on offense, and the kill goes to Allie Davis. We're tied at four. Oh, we had a volleyball roll into the court there right before Hilton Hines served. Now Hilton is ready to go. Hilton serves, serve received, back row Hokenstad. Left side it off the top of the block, but it was touched by the block, and Brosnahan will get the kill. Jefferson back up, 5-4 in set one. Hale serving for Jefferson, serve, receive, Claggett. Here's the set, and Simmonsma with the tip across, jumped too early. Left side, Brosnahan goes cross court, too strong. We're tied at five. One thing I noticed in the JV, Jefferson was hit. It was really wild with their spikes going long quite a bit. Saw it there. Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row. Passion sets. Here's the tip. Goes wide to the left. Isabel Simmons with the hitting error. And here on up, 6-5 in set number one. We're just underway in Sioux Falls. Juergens serving. She'll take something off that one. Going down to get it. Cavermo, here's the left side hit. Nice dig back row by Juergens. Hit across by Davis. Not a great pass by Jefferson. Get it back to the middle of the court. And Holkenstad will free ball it. Quick set across by Hines. Nice diving save by Passion. And free balled across by Cavernmo. Too strong. And Huron up 7-5 here in set one. Huron's been really patient. And Jefferson's made some mistakes. And I think the way Huron's playing has kind of forced them into it. Serve receive down to get that one. Cavernmo, here's the tip back row. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Davis through the block. Huron up 8-5. Spirited run here for Huron. Allie Davis picks up her second kill. And Huron leading 8-5 in set number one. Juergens to serve for the Tigers. Trying to keep momentum going for the pink tonight. Serve receive, played off the net. Set, left side hit by Brosnahan. Tigers dig it out. Get it over to Davis, left side, off the net. I'm going to say forehand attack. Yep, forehand attack. And Jefferson gets one back. Huron leads two by 8-6. Avery Schmidt in to serve. We'll see if she's set. She's listed as a setter. I didn't hear a mention of a 6-2. Serve receive back row. Claggett right side. Simmonsma goes cross court. Nice dig back row. Passion will set. They hit up the middle. Juergens a nice dig. And Jefferson stays with it. And now we have a late whistle. And I think they're going to call double hit on Huron. But the whistle came late. I think Jefferson was already on their second hit before they called the double hit on Huron. Schmidt serving again for Jefferson. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Set across. Hit by Allie Davis. Cross court. Nice dig. Left side. Tipped into the net. Busnahan. Huron back up. 9-7 in set one. And Jefferson making mistakes. Huron just keeps the pressure on. Allie Davis serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row, and oh, nice dig. Hit back by Hampton Hines. Here's the setup again. Brosnahan goes down the line. Davis saves it. Set. The hit by Claggett up the middle. Nobody home. And Huron up 10-7 in set one. Deja picks up her second kill. 10-7 Huron leading here in the first set. And Madison Hirschman coming in to play front row. As coming out is Simmonsma. There's a misplay and an ace for Huron. Misplayed in the back row by Jefferson. And Jefferson wants a timeout. Ace for Allie Davis. Huron up 11-7 after set one. We'll take a timeout of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. Be your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back with Jefferson taking a timeout. Huron leading 11-7 here in the first set. And Huron's just been patient. If you can be patient playing volleyball, they're just making plays, keeping the ball alive. And eventually it seems like Jefferson's making mistakes. So after the timeout, now we got Simmonsma coming back in for Hirschman, so I'm not sure what that was all about, unless Simmonsma had some sort of injury or something that just needed a rotation to take care of. Off the timeout, Allie Davis serves. Serve received back row, Schmidt, back set, right side hit. Tigers get a tip on it. Bumped ahead, Hilton Hines, Claggett coming off the left side, cross court. Nice dig, Hokenstad. Set left side down the line. Nobody home there. The kill for Brosnahan, her second. 11-8, Huron's lead cut to three, and Emery Brosnahan now serves for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Serve received back row, Juergens set in the middle. Claggett from the middle, don't see her do that very often. Block, Jefferson on the attack. Cavernmo, cross court, oh, nice touch. Just dropped it in the front row, opposite side, right in front of Juergens. Jefferson pulls back within two, 11-9, as Ella Cavernmo gets her first kill. Brosnahan again with the serve. Serve received Davis, shanked it backwards. Huron won't get to it. First ace of the night for Jefferson, and they're within one at 11-10. Brosnahan with the ace. 11-10, Huron's lead at one. Brosnahan serving. Back row, Davis plays that one. Bumped across, Claggett will free ball. Back row, Hokenstad set from the middle. The hit blocked at the net by Simmonsma. Tigers get control. Set across, Claggett left side, drills it down the middle. And Huron back up two, 12-10. It started with the Simmonsma block. Then Huron got control and set up Claggett there on that left side for the kill, her third. Huron up 12-10. Now Hirschman back in. Played one serve in the front row for Simmons now while back in on her serving specialist role. And, well, didn't work that time as she serves it into the net. First service error, either team tonight. 12-11, Jefferson back within one. Cora Hokenstad will serve for the Jefferson Cavaliers. To the corner, Maddie Juergens, bumped by Hines. Claggett, left side, double block. Dug out by Cavernmo, quick set across Passion, right to Hilton Hines. Hampton sets, here's Megmoradeth, through the hail block, and Jefferson can't dig it out. Samantha Megmoradeth with her first kill. And Huron goes back up to 13-11 in set one. You're on a complete rotation. Hampton Hines serving for the second time. Back row, kind of sprawling. Schmidt gets to it. Back line attack. Brosnahan, and not a good dig from the back row. Emery Brosnahan will get the kill from the back line. Getting a one-point lead here on at 13-12. Pashtian serving for Jefferson. Presley, a three-year starter at setter. For the Cavaliers, serve, receive, Davis, back set, right side, Claggett this time, cross court, nice dig, back row, Passion, they'll get it up ahead and hit it long, hitting air, Simmons, Huron again up two, 14-12. Huron, for the most part, has led this first set, just looking down a couple of leads early for Jefferson, but Huron's been leading here, no more by two or three at the most. Serve, receive, overpass, tip back by Allie Davis. Jefferson stays with it. Hale will wind up. Dug out by Claggett. Back set, right side hit. Dreyer blocked again by Hale. And Jefferson within one again at 14-13. Maya Hale with her second kill. Cavernmo back to serve now for Jefferson. Jefferson doesn't do a lot of subbing. Most of these girls play all the way around. Serve received Davis. Here's the set back to Allie. Her hit left side blocked at the net. And we are tied at 14. Can give Hale the block on that. I think she had some help. Looked like a double block from here. It's like they don't put blocks up on the Jefferson scoreboard. Serve rolls over the net, caught all the tape and rolled over. Nothing he can do on serve receive there. An ace for Cavernmo. And Jefferson leads for the first time since 5-4. It's 15-14. Another ace as Cavernmo drops that right in front of Davis. And the best run of the first set for Jefferson. They're up 2, 16-14, and on a 4-0 run. Cavernmo serves and goes wide right. Back-to-back aces, then serving air. Here on back within 1, 16-15. Hilton Hines serving for the Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Cavernmo set to the left. The hit by Brosnahan drills it to the back row. Four kills for Emery. And Jefferson back within two, or back up to 17-15. And Hale will serve for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Serve received Claggett, bumped by Hines. Here's Dreyer with the tip up the middle. Dug by Covermo, left side Brosnahan back row. Hilton Hines, Hampton with the quick set to the corner. Nobody home. Hampton so good at seeing the floor. She got it by Hale, who was shifting the wrong way. First kill for Hampton Hines. Here on back within one at 17-16. Maddie Juergens on to serve and play back row as Dreyer comes off the floor for Huron. Serve goes wide right. Oh, that would have been out, but Jefferson played it, and Brosnahan hit it outside the antenna. That's an ace for Juergens, and that would have been out by a couple of feet. We're tied at 17. A break there for Huron, and an ace for Maddie Juergens. Passion was set. Brosnahan, the hit, blocked but out. Hampton Hines did get a good block on it, but this time Brosnahan, aware of where she was on the floor, let it drop out. She'll get the kill. And Jefferson back up, 18-17 here in set one. Schmidt in to serve now for the Cavaliers. Set to the left. Davis will tip it to the corner. And, oh, nice play by Covermo to keep it alive. Brosnahan will pop it all the way to the basketball baseline. And Jefferson really been erratic with their hits. And they almost always go long. We're tied at 18. Davis serving short. Passion sets. Back set. They hit Brosnahan through the block and gets it to roll down. Jefferson back up 19-18. Brosnahan having a big first set I have her for six kills. And they have one kill up on the scoreboard. I'll tell you whether she's got more than one kill. Serve received. Davis shanks it. That's an ace for Jefferson. And the Cavaliers go up by two. Brooke Bowen with the ace. Fourth ace of the set for Jefferson. Into the net, service error. Huron gets one back. 2019, Jefferson up one. Hirschman in, serving specialist for the Huron Tigers. Down one. Hirschman with the serve into the net. Back-to-back serves into the net. She's usually very reliable on that serve. Second service error on the Huron Tigers, and Jefferson up 21-19. Cavaliers on the serve. And wide right. Hockenstad misses. Third service error on Jefferson, 21-20. Huron back within one. Meg Moradeth into the front row for Huron. Hampton Hines serving. Not a great pass, but they get it across. Hale with the hit through the Huron block. Maya Hale with the kill. She's got four total. And Jefferson back up two, 22-20. Pashtian serving for the Cavaliers. Serve received. Davis set to make more death. Her hit blocked back by Jefferson, but did that go out? I guess it did not. Block kill for Audrey Simmons. 23-20. Jefferson 2 points away here on timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Spring kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $63,75. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $52,50. Hurry, the clock is ticking. The 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Jefferson 2 points away here at 23-20. Here on those had a nice battle with the second-ranked team in AA. Each team has burned a timeout here in set one. And Pashtian preparing to serve for the Cavaliers. Now they're having a little conflab at the scorer's table, the R2. And now I think we're ready to play. They can turn the music off at any point. Served by Pashtian, and another ace drops in front of Claggett. And we're at set point, Jefferson, 24-20. Jefferson has been serving aggressively, and it has paid off. They have five aces in this set. Pashtian serves. Hilton Hines serve received. Back set, Claggett, right side, cross court. Pashtian gets over to it. Saved by Simmons, and they'll free ball it. Hines sets. Claggett, left side, through the block and over. Huron stays alive on the Claggett kill. And Huron within three at 24-21. Of course, we're still at set point for Jefferson, but Huron has serve with Deja Claggett. Claggett puts it right. Serve receive Cabermo. Set back to her. Left side, Cabermo. Cross court. Claggett with the dig. Pass ahead, Hilton Hines. Hampton will free ball it. Pass in from the net. She'll set in the middle. Hale blocked. Did it go in? No. Oh, it was a good block just out by a little to the left side. Hale will get the kill. And Jefferson takes the first set, 25-21. Jefferson up one set to none. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
New era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with set two. They're doing the T-shirt serve. Actually, the first time I remember seeing that this year. Student serve from my end of the court. They had a couple of T-shirts on the opposite side. If your serve hits the T-shirt on the fly, you win the T-shirt. Now, I thought they'd have more than two T-shirts out there. One of them has been claimed. The other one's still there. Good fundraiser, though. And like I said, it's the first time I remember seeing anybody do this. Really, it's a pretty easy fundraiser to do. Well, you're on a good fight against Jefferson in that first set. Led through the, right around 15 or so. But then after that, it was Jefferson kind of taking control. But here they never were able to completely shake loose from here on. Their biggest lead in that set was four. Of course, the final was 25-21-4. But just seemed like if Huron was able to keep the volley going, the longer the volley was, it seemed like the better chance there was that Jefferson might make a mistake, and that's what allowed Huron to hold that lead for as long as they did. See if that strategy can pay a little better dividend here in the second set, but you know, that's a good way to do it. Keep the ball off the floor, make the other team make the mistake. We start the second set, and Presley Pashtian will have the opening serve for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Serve back row and played by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across. Clay get hit. Took something off it. Nice day, Cavernmo. Back set, right side hit. Brosnahan off the top of the net. And Huron couldn't come up with the dig. And Brosnahan, who's had a big match already, I have her for 7 kills. She picks the first one up there of the second set. 1-0 Jefferson. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set over Hale. Now Hale with the tip right to Davis. Hines will set Claggett left side down the middle. Oh, great play, Hokenstad, to keep it alive, and the hit cross court. Huron trying to get it in the right direction. Third hit will be free balled by Hines. Set right, the hit, Brosnahan steps into it. Kind of froze Hilton Hines in the back row. Another kill for Emery Brosnahan. And 2-0 lead Jefferson in set two. Pashtian serving. Off the top of the net for the ace. That's at least the second time Jefferson has done that. Now, Jefferson does have a lot of aces, but ones like that, there's nothing you can do on serve receive when it catches all of the net and rolls over. 3-0 lead, Jefferson. Serve receive, Davis. Quick set across Hines. Right to Pashtian. Back set. Right side hit through the block. Kill for Cavernmo, her second. And Jefferson off to a much quicker start here in set two, up 4-0. Pashtian serving and serves long. The service there, and Huron on the board and breaks the serve. It's 4-1 Jefferson. That was the fourth service error on Jefferson. First one of this set, obviously. Hampton Hines serving. Here's the set. The tip across Brosnahan. Nice dig by Claggett. It's going to be a free ball by Hines. Quick set by Pashtian, but Huron was ready. Set in the middle. Mangmoradeth goes wide left and hits it out. And when Huron was clicking on the offense before, now a little bit more out of sync. As Jefferson opens up a 5-1 lead here in set two after taking the first set. 25-21, Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Serving Cavernmo, serve receive Davis, back bump, left side hit Claggett, pops it in the middle, and Brosnahan could not quite get it. Claggett a good job of seeing the floor, her fifth kill. Huron back within 5-2, again just the tip, but had everybody leaning one way. Brosnahan made a nice attempt at it, kept it off the floor, but didn't get the ball anywhere close to a teammate. Serve receive Bowen, she'll hit off that left side into the net. Huron back within two now at 5-3 as Claggett steps back to serve again for the Huron Tigers. Not the orange and black, the pink tonight. Claggett serves. Serve received back row, Hokenstad. Here's the big hit, Hale. Boy, just knocked it to her perfectly, and she put it to the floor in the back row, 6-3, Jefferson. Hale now with 6 kills. She'll serve. Serve received Claggett off the net. Good job by Hines, and Davis will free ball it. Pashtian sets. The tip by Simmons, and Huron can't come up with the dig. Simmons gets her first kill. Well, teams look quite a bit different than the first set. Huron really struggling to get any momentum at all here. They're down 7-3 in set two, and another service error on Jefferson as Hale goes wide right. Here I'm back within 7-4. Serving for Huron, Hilton Hines. And she'll get the ace. Dropped it right in front of Cavernmo in the back row. Here I'm back within 2, 7-5. Hilton Hines with the ace. That is the third ace of the night for Huron. Hilton again with the serve. Serve receive back roll, Bowen set back. Nope, they hit by Simmons. I thought it was going to Bowen, but Simmons stepped in front and just drilled it off of Hines. Isabel Simmons with a pair of kills here in the second set after being shut out in the first set. Jefferson up 8-5. We'll just tip it up. Set in the middle. The tip by Simmons, dug out by Hines. Hilton will pass ahead. Hampton backline attack. Jefferson ready. Left side, Bowen with the hit. Cross court, dug out by Claggett. Kept alive by Hines and hit across by Allie Davis. Quick set across Passion. Hilton Hines there. Hampton back sets. Dreyer left side, dumps it in the middle. And Jefferson was in the net as well. Kill for Aurora Dreyer, and that goes back to what I was saying. It seems like if we can get the volley going longer, that's when Jefferson's a little more apt to make a mistake or leave an opening for the Huron Tigers. Huron back within 8-6, serving Juergens. Passion will set. Simmons hits, blocked. Here's the quick set across by Passion. Huron was ready. Set to left, Davis goes down the line. Brosnahan there. Set to the left, Bowen. She'll drill it through the block. Yep, through the block. Well, excuse me, that's Peyton Kroll. Peyton Kroll, excuse me, not Bowen. That's the first kill for Peyton Kroll. And Jefferson back up 9-6. Serve across, and that's Brooke Bowen. Set to the left, the hit up the middle, blocked by Simmons. Passion from the net, back set, Simmons drills it cross court. She was going right, came left, froze the back row of Huron. And Jefferson really getting into the offense a lot more. Simmons with three kills in this set. Bowen serving for Jefferson, now leading 10-6. Back row, serve, receive, Hilton, Hines, Hampton, the quick set across. Passion there, but nobody was able to get over on the second hit. Passion did a great job of keeping it off the floor. Hampton Hines, though, with her second kill. And 10-7, you're on back within three in set two. Allie Davis serves it short. Passion will set across, left side, Cabermo, blocked by Hampton Hines. Keep it alive, back line attack, Brosnahan, Juergens there. Set to the left, Claggett with the hit through the block. Nice play, back row, Brosnahan. Left side, Cabermo with the tip. Claggett there. Hines with the quick set, partially blocked. Jefferson on the attack, back set, Simmons right to left. Went long, Jefferson asking for a tip, but they do not get the call. You're on back within two at 10-8. The hit went long, and Juergens did make a move on it, but did not touch it. Short serve, Brosnahan steps in for it. Right side, Simmons blocked, and Simmons got a block on it, then playing it off the net, took it up on the antenna. And the lead goes back up to 11-8 in favor of Jefferson. And do a little adjustment on the antenna there where the ball just went off. 11-8, Jefferson leading. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. You're on lead for about half of the first set. Played well all the way through, but Jefferson did pull out the win there at 25-21. Now leading 11-8 here in the second set. They're still working on the antenna there. The official plus Pashtian. Let's see if we got any other scores here. Washington leading Watertown. We actually had an early start here, so not much to update on the scores. We're ready to play now with Hokenstad serving. Hines will set up the middle, Claggett, and Jefferson almost kept it alive, but on the third hit, can't get it across. Really stretched the defense. Claggett with another kill. And here in to serve for Huron is Ireland Henrich, her first appearance in the match. Ireland puts it to the corner, serve receive Hokenstad. Set, Hale with the hit, drills it through the Magmoradeth block. Hale with another kill, she's got 7. 12-9. Jefferson back up by 3, now Hilton Hines back in for Huron. That's the one rotation where the libero's off the floor. Passion serving. Serve received Davis. Hines will set. Claggett left side off the top of the net. Nice dig to the left. Cavernmo with the hit. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Going to be free balled across by Hines. Back set. Cavernmo left side. Cross court. Juergens plays it. Overpass and Hale rips it. But Huron keeps it alive. Now the push to the corner and drops it in. Passion. Huron was so focused on blocking there with a lot of quick hits at the net. Passion just recognized, I can go right to the corner. She did, her first kill. 13-9, Jefferson up 4. Passion serving. Back set, right side, Magmoradeth gets it through the Cabermo block. Answers for Huron, second kill for Sam. 13-10 Jefferson. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. As coming out, Maddie Juergens. Serve and in front of Holkenstad, and Jefferson can't quite get to it. Aggressive serve by Hines pulls Huron back within two, 13-11. Second ace this set for Huron, four total. And Huron back within two, Hampton Hines serving. Serve receive back row. Bowen from the middle, Brosnan, nice dig, Hampton Hines. Bump it ahead, the hit by Clegg at back row. Bowen plays that one. Passion sets across, Cavernmo cross court. And shanked into the back stands by Hines. Hilton, Cavernmo will get the kill, and back to a three-point lead, Jefferson at 14-11. Third kill for Jefferson. For Cavernmo of Jefferson. Huron plays off the net. They hit Mang Moradef, got it across. Nice play by Hines to keep that alive. Brosnan cross court, goes wide left. Hitting air, Jefferson. I think Jefferson might have relaxed. They thought they were going to get an ace off that, but Hampton Hines made a terrific save on the second hit to keep it alive. Huron got it across. Jefferson makes the air. Clegg at cross court. Doe, almost an ace. Kroll went out to get it. She hits it across. Pass ahead. Dreyer steps in, blocked by Kroll. Peyton Kroll with her second kill. And again, Jefferson stretches the lead to 15-12. Huron is not led here in the second set, but just trying to hang close. Hale serving. Off the top of the net for the ace, and that's the third time that Jefferson has hit one off the tape, and it just throws you off on serve receive. Maya Hale with the ace. 16-12, Jefferson set up the middle. Meg Moradeth has it blocked. Jefferson gets control, set to the left for Kroll. Tigers block it. Dreyer with the block kill. Here I'm back within three, 16-13. Simmonsma into the front row for Huron, and Hilton Hines to serve for the Tigers. Serve receive Cavernmo. Passion will back set. Brosnan steps up and drills it into the back row. That's a duck your head because that's coming with some smoke on it. Brosnan, her third kill this set, and I have her for nine total. 17-13, Jefferson stretches the lead back to four. Brosnan, serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set it. Slap back by Jefferson, then slap back by Hines. Set in the middle, they hit by Simmons. Tigers there, and Hampton Hines was trying to get the set over to Davis and was skirting the net and ran into it. Net call gives the point to Jefferson, 18-13 Cavaliers. Here on timeout, we'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at Sioux Falls, Jefferson, I'm Jeff Duffy here on Tiger Volleyball on a Thursday night. Jefferson up one set to none, leading 18-13 here in set two as Huron uses their first timeout. Emery Brosnahan will serve for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Back row, serve, receive, Cleggett kept it off the floor, kept alive. Dreyer will hit, taps it over the double block. Holkenstad able to get it across. Brosnahan with the hit, blocked back by Simmonsma. It was kind of a half back line attack, half free ball by Brosnahan. Simmonsma went up and blocked it. First kill for Kinsey. Here on back within four, 18-14 in set three. Maddie Juergens in, Dreyer out for Huron. Juergens serving. And now we have an illegal alignment on Jefferson. Free point for Huron is 18-15. Tigers pull within three. The way the officials describing it, it looks like somebody was moving before contact on the serve. Yeah, they almost did it again, but Juergens puts it into the net. Again, there was a couple of girls moving before the serve was contacted there. But no call. And Juergens with the service error. First one this set for Huron. 19-15, Jefferson. Set to the left. The hit blocked back at the net. Simmons, Huron keeps it alive. Davis will tap it back roll. Pashtian will back set. Right side hit. Simmons right to left. Drills it between the back roll players. 20-15. Jefferson, they have not trailed here in the second set. Simmons, again, I had her with no kills in the first set, but four here in the second. Serving is Bowen to the corner. Juergens there. Back set across by Hines, dug out by Hokenstad. Back line attack, Brosnahan, overpass Huron. Here comes Jefferson again, and going right down the line this time is Simmons. Simmons has the hot hand now here in set two with five kills. And Jefferson pulling away here at 21-15. Bowen serving. Serve receive, Hilton Hines sprawls to get it. Goes over the net, knocked back by Huron. Set across left, Cavernmo cross court and shanked into the stands off of Claggett. Cavernmo with the kill. That's her fourth, and now we're starting to see Jefferson flex the muscle as they're starting to get the timing down to the front row, and they're delivering some pretty hard hits. Serve receive Hilton Hines, Hampton sets. Backline attack, Claggett. Dug out by Hokenstad. Left side, Cavernmo down the line, out. Very close call there, but far into the floor for me, so I didn't have a good look. But hey, point Huron will take it. 22-16, Jefferson. Allie Davis serving. Davis sails it, and right in front, nice play by Bowen to keep it alive. Simmons with the hit, Tigers got a block on it. Set to the left, here's Claggett with the hit through the block. Brosnahan with the dig. Left side, Cavernmo with the left-handed tip, completely fooled Huron. Huron was expecting something with some smoke on it. Instead, just a little finesse there by Cavernmo. And Jefferson 2 points away here now at 23-16 in set two. Serve received, back row Davis. Hines will set it. Claggett with the hit through the block and ties up Brosnahan in the back row. Claggett with her seventh kill, by far the leader in that category for Huron. 23-17, Jefferson. Henrich in to serve. She takes over that designated server spot for Huron here in set number two. Back row, serve receive Hokenstad. Pashtian sets. Hale with the hit, drills it through the block. And Jefferson at set point, 24-17. Maya Hale with her eighth kill. Hilton Hines back in to play back row, but again, set point Jefferson at 24-17. Back row, serve, receive, Davis. Hines will set it, Claggett, left side, back row. Bowen as it goes sideways, but tracked down by Cavernmo. Tip into the back row. Hampton Hines back set, played by Cavernmo. Back set, right side hit, Brosnahan. Cross court, misplayed by Hines. Brosnahan with the kill. And Jefferson takes set two, 25-17. Cavaliers up two sets to none. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Brian Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Brian Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Brian Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports. Downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We move to set three. Jefferson up two sets to none. Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update 25-21-17. Jefferson leads. Set one across town here in Sioux Falls. Good matchup. Number three and number four, Washington, upended Watertown 25-23. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron was really solid in that first set, even though they dropped it. Second set, they never led. Kept it close for a while, but slowly but surely, you saw Jefferson start to stretch the lead, and they end up winning it by 8-25-17. See if Huron has a recovery here. Well, they're going to need to stay alive in this, already down two sets to none. Tomorrow night is high school football. Not going to be the best night to be outdoors, but the schedule says we're playing Mitchell. We're going to play Mitchell at Tiger Stadium, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on Tiger 95. Next volleyball after tonight is next Tuesday, again on the road, as they will travel to Pierre. So both teams back on the court, getting ready to go with our third set. With Jefferson up again, two sets to none. Jefferson at 12-1. The only loss was to top-ranked undefeated Harrisburg. That went five sets. Hampton Hines will start our third set for the Huron Tigers and come up with some answers here, down 2-0. Serve receive Brosnahan, Pashtun sets. Hale with the tip over the block. Dug out, kept alive by Hines. Free ball, Allie Davis. Pashtun with the set again to the left. Cavernmo cross court, and Huron in the net, Meg Moradeth. And a 1-0 lead. First score goes to Jefferson on the net call against Huron. Pashtun serving for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Serve back row. Nines has trouble with it. That'll be an ace. Hilton had to go to her knees to try and field it. Pashtun has been serving very aggressively and has given Huron some problems. Her third ace of the night, 2-0. Jefferson, serve back row, Hilton Hines, Hampton will set. Meg Moradeth left side to the corner. Was there a touch? There was. Sam Meg Moradeth with her third kill. Huron on the board, it's 2-1. Deja Clay gets serving, going down to get a Bowen, kept alive by Hale. Free ball by Hokenstad. Hines will back set here. Dreyer jumped too early, but got it across, and then the dig going to go into the official. Hale will get the kill, and Jefferson up 3-1. Nine kills. 10 for Brosnahan. Cavermo back row. Here's the back set. Brosnahan with the head up the middle, splits the Hines sisters. And Jefferson quickly up 4-1 here in set three. Emery Brosnahan, her 11th kill. Cavernmo on the serve. Serve received Davis. Back set. Here's Dreyer will just punch it across. Pass ahead. Brosnahan right side. Side cross court. Dug out by Hampton Hines. Hilton will bump it. And Ellie Davis will hit it back row. Hokenstad plays it. Hale will windmill it across, dug out by Hines. Hilton bumps it ahead. Davis with the hit back row. Cavernmo there. Left side, the hit by Kroll, and we have Huron in the net again. 5-1. Now, that was one of those volleys where where Huron seems to push Jefferson into mistakes the longer it goes, but Huron makes the mistake in the net. 5-1 Jefferson. Serve receive, back row Hines. Hilton will set it. Davis saying, oh, I thought we had a whistle. We don't. Crawl with the hit, blocked by Huron. Hale will wind up and knock it down. Huron blocked it. Brosnahan dug it out, and then Hale just delivered it. Maya Hale with 10 kills, 6-1. Jefferson off quickly here in this third set, already up 2-0. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Davis with the hit, blocked at the net, dug out, but out by Claggett. And it'll be a block kill. I'm going to go double block on that for Maya Hale and Emery Brosnahan. 7-1 Jefferson here on timeout. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
From the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron, check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on a timeout, Jefferson off quickly here in set 3, 7-1, leading 2-0. Cavernmo with the serve, serve received Davis, back set, here's Dreyer with the hit. Hale got a block on it, pass ahead, Brosnahan right side, cross court. Hampton Hines there, Hilton sends it ahead, Davis will tip up the middle. Cavernmo there, back set, Brosnahan right side, back row off of Hilton Hines. And Jefferson getting off quickly here, now up 8-1. Brosnahan with 13 kills. Boy, Jefferson really flexing their muscle now. Cavernmo, back row, serve, receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Here's the hit by Ellie Davis, blocked by Hale, knocked back by Meg Moradeth. Brosnahan winds up right side. Meg Moradeth got a block on it. Back set, Dreyer off the left side, goes line. Hokenstad there, set. Hale with the hit, through the block, and drops in. 9-1. As Jefferson just threatening to run away with it here in this third set. Huron's already burned one timeout. Serve back row. Hilton Hines gets up to it. Quick set by Hampton to the corner, played by Cavernmo. Brosnahan drills it up the middle, and Huron is not able to stop anything Jefferson does now. 10-1 in set 3. Lead is for Jefferson. Up 2-0. Brosnahan, serve, receive Davis. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth off the top of the net, dug out, overpass, Meg Moradeth again, and then Meg Moradeth wanted to go a third time and basically fanned on it. 11-1, and right now the wheels coming off completely for the Huron Tigers. 11-1, Jefferson leading. Shank 12-1, ace for Cavernmo. 12-1 as Jefferson just going up and running away now. Cavernmo with the serve. Into the net, service error. That was a 10-0 run by Jefferson. Now 12-2 on the serving error by Ella Cavernmo. Sixth of the night for Jefferson. First this set, Hilton Hines serving. Serve receive, here comes Hale, drills it off of Hampton Hines. Hale with 5 kills in this set, 13 total. 13-2, Jefferson. Hale serving. Serve receive, Claggett. Claggett, the backline attack into the net. 14-2. Hale serving as Jefferson starting to run away with it. Claggett on serve, receive, set. The hit by Simmonsma. Oh, my goodness. That looked in. They called it out. Boy, give us a break. Hitting error, it's 15-2. That one was in front of me. It looked in. Hale serving. Hines with the set. The hit by Davis. That was blocked at the net. And Davis with the kill. Huron gets another one. It's 15-3 Jefferson. Allie Davis picks up her third kill. Maddie Juergens serving. Serve received by Cavernmo. Set right side. Brosnahan. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set to Davis to the corner. It goes long. No touch. No touch. 16-3. Jefferson rolling. Into the game for Jefferson is Audrey Simmons to play front row. And on to serve for Jefferson is Avery Schmidt. Jefferson rolling here in set three, up 16-3. Back row serve received Juergens. Hines with the set. Davis hits, blocked back by Simmons. Here's the set again to the left. The hit, Kroll finds the corner. Peyton Kroll, her third kill. And it's a runaway train now. Jefferson leading 17-3. Serve cross court. Juergens bumped to the left. Davis with the tip over the block. Dug out nicely. Right side hit Simmons. Dug out by Juergens. Set to the left. Davis with the hit. Blocked at the net. Dug out. Pass ahead. Right side hit. Tigers got a block on it. Dug out by Juergens. Back line attack. Claggett puts it back row right to Hokenstad. Right side hit into the net. Hitting error by Isabel Simmons. 17-4, Jefferson. Allie Davis serving to the corner. Serve received Kroll. Left side hit Simmons. Goes long. Hitting error. Point here on it's 17-5, Jefferson. Allie Davis serving now for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve received Cavernmo. Set to the left. The hit drilled down by Kroll again. Pretty much Jefferson doing whatever's needed now. Kroll with four kills, two in this set. And Jefferson rolling at 18-5, looking to put it away. Bowen serving. Serve received Juergens. Kept alive by Simmons. Free ball to Hilton Hines. Back set and jumping too early was Simmons. They brought Schmidt in. Schmidt's actually in now doing the setting for Jefferson. 18-6. Huron gets a point back and on to serve now. Ireland Henrich. Serve receive Hokenstad to the left. Cavernmo with the hit through the block. Cavernmo another kill. 19-6. Jefferson. Looks like at this point, Ulmer just going to let him go here. Still has one timeout in their pocket. Hokenstad will serve the libero for Jefferson. Leans into it. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Magmoradeth has a block back. Cavernmo, but dug out nicely by Davis. From the middle, Hale goes long but tipped at the net by Huron on the block. And 5 points away from the sweep now is Jefferson. Cavernmo with the kill. They have her for seven in that category. Serving is Hokenstad. Back row Hilton Hines bumped by Hampton. Claggett left side cross court. Nice dig Hokenstad. Back to the right side. Simmons through the block. Nice dig Hilton Hines. And going to be hit across by Claggett. Quick set across Schmidt. Hilton Hines there. Hampton will quick set it up the middle. And Hale keeps it alive. Right side hit. Simmons gets it across. Bumped by Hilton. Hampton going to hit it across. Pass ahead. Right side Simmons. Cross court. Hampton Hines there. Hilton will bump it. Hampton off the right side. Goes way long. 21-6. And Jefferson 4 points away from the sweep. Hokenstad serving. Serve received back row. And Claggett puts it into the net. There's nothing working for Huron now. And it's 22-6. And Jefferson 3 points away from the sweep. Hokenstad serving. Juergens on serve receive. Hampton will set. Here's Cleggett going into the net. I think she was trying to place it in the front row, cross the net, but didn't put anything on it. 23-6. And we're 2 points away here for Jefferson. Hokenstad again on the serve. Into the net. One back for Huron is 23-7. Second service error this set on Jefferson. They have seven total. And Hampton 9 serving for Huron. Down big here in set three. Back set Schmidt. Hit across by Simmons. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Back line attack Davis goes way long and we're at match point. Jefferson at 24-7 Cavaliers. Presley Pashtian back in to serve now. She'll take over setting duties as well. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Jefferson, back row, serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets, right side, tipped in the middle. Cleggett keeps the match alive. It's 24-8. Cleggett, her first kill of this set, I have her for 8 total. Cleggett serving, still match point. Jefferson, serve, receive. Passion will set to the left. And through the Huron block, kill for Brosnahan. And it's a sweep tonight for the Jefferson Cavaliers. The final Cavaliers defeat Huron 25-21, 17-8. Jefferson 13-1, Huron 12-11. Huron's four-game winning streak comes to an end this evening. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
And it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months. You can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back here to start the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game as the Jefferson Cavaliers flexed their muscle. Huron played well for about a set and a half, but then they got rolling. They end up winning it in three sets, 25-21, 17-8. We'll take another time out of 1 minute. Come back, talk to Coach Ulmer next. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we are back here in Sioux Falls as the Tigers fall in three sets tonight. We're joined by Tyann Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. And Ty, for about a set and a half, you kind of like the way things are going. I thought that first set, you know, we ended up losing it by four, but we led a lot of the way. It just seemed to me if we kept the ball alive, if we kept the volley going longer, Jefferson would start making mistakes, and that seemed to work for us there for a while.
So at some point in time, we've got to know how to get out of our silly mistakes that we're making and stop letting it frustrate us.
You know, and that's the thing with Jefferson. There's just so little room for error. You just have to, you have to play almost perfect against a good team like that. And granted, once they got their offense going, they're just hard to stop.
Yeah, they're going to come swinging. They don't stop, and our blocking wasn't really on. Over there, and it just comes down to blocking and keeping the ball alive.
You know, and the thing is, we don't match anybody's size, so we have to make up for different ways. And you know, we did have some of that going for a while, but also that just shows you they're ranked number two for a reason.
Yep, and they're jumping over us on our block. So when they jump over us, we've got to try to work harder in the back row.
You know, and when things were going well, you know, we had some different things going there. As I said, longer volleys. Deja Claggett was going there for a while. I thought Ellie Davis had a couple of good rotations. We had a couple of good digs in the back, but the problem is they just kept coming and coming.
Yep, they just keep coming and coming, and we don't do that yet, and we got to make sure that we still can start keep swinging when everything's not going our way. We like to get into our rolls and tips, and then we fall apart even more.
You know, so four-game winning streak comes to an end. Bottom line is, though, you know, we're starting to look at the big picture now, because we're 3.5 weeks away from SODAC, whatever it is. We were, I believe, number 7 seed, if I remember right, coming into tonight. You know, when you lose to a team like Jefferson, it doesn't hurt you a whole lot in the points. Hopefully you learn something from it and move on. You know, we got a weekend off here, but a peer team that's probably not in a good mood is waiting for us on Tuesday.
Yeah, and we're going to put in work tomorrow, make sure we have a whole list from tonight on what we need to do better on, and we just got to start mixing up some offense a little bit too when we're in serve receive, and hopefully we can get peer off their toes and onto their heels once we start mixing some stuff up.
Now, I do want to mention too, the Breast Cancer Awareness Night is coming up on the 24th. We've got some deadlines coming up. Believe the t-shirt sales, I got to have those orders in by Sunday, and donations to the silent auction need to be in Monday.
Yes, if you want to drop it off on Tuesday or the 17th, that's fine, but if you're giving it to a girl, we have to have it in on the 16th because we have a match on the 17th.
But bottom line is, you know, there's still time to do all this, and all this, you know, a portion of the t-shirt sales go to this as well, and it all 100% stays in Huron. I think that's the thing we just don't stress enough.
Yep, everything stays at HRMC. It's a good fundraiser for them, for their breast cancer area, and we like to do it for them.
So, back to Huron Tiger Volleyball. Bottom line is, you know, you knew this was going to be a tough one tonight. Had to like the way the match started, but we also see what we need to do to be on this level.
Yep, and now our every other day streak of matches is over, so we can come back to practice and start working on things that we need to work on and really be nitpicky about it.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall in three tonight. We'll take a Final two-minute timeout here. Wrap it up here from Jefferson. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Final wrap up here from Sioux Falls, Jefferson, as the Cavaliers win it tonight. Here's the stats I have. Jefferson now 13-1 on the season. Peyton Krull with 4 kills, 5 for Isabel Simmons. 15 kills, 1 ace, Emery Brosnahan. 2 kills for Audrey Simmons. 7 kills, 3 aces, Ella Cavernmo. An ace for Brooke Bowen. 3 aces and a kill for Presley Passion, and 13 kills, 1 ace for Maya Hale. For Huron, now 12-11 on the season, 8 kills for Deja Claggett, 3 for Sam Magmoradeth. Hilton Hines had an ace, 3 kills, 1 ace, Allie Davis, 1 ace for Maddie Jurgens, 2 kills, Aurora Dreyer, 2 kills, 1 ace, Hampton Hines. By the way, forgot to mention that with the coach, but Hampton Hines is our first National Bank player of the game. So Hampton Hines again, 2 kills, 1 ace, and Kenzie Simmonsma had a kill for the Huron Tigers. Kurt Heating, or excuse me, first, we'll get it right. Kurt Heating Cooling scoreboard update. Again, Jefferson wins 25-21, 17-8. Other scores in AA tonight. Harrisburg leads Aberdeen 25-12-17, 2-0. Washington and Watertown are tied up at 1 set apiece. Washington the first set, 25-23. Watertown the second, 25-20. Then, of course, Jefferson with the sweep of Huron. And that's all we got reporting here tonight for the scores. So Jefferson wins it in 3. Football tomorrow night. Huron hosting Mitchell. Pregame 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoff here on Tiger 95.